Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Thursday, September 3rd.
Nick, stocks rose quite a bit yesterday, but I heard that your portfolio fell.
It was down 2.5% yesterday.
Nick, what do you own stock in like Tuesday.com and it was Wednesday yesterday?
I got to feng shui this thing, Jack. I'm always in balance.
Despite Nick's financial pain yesterday, this is the best one yet.
TBOY. Jack, what do we got? First story over here.
Bumble apparently wants to IPO before the end of this year.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait until they make the first move. That's how this goes down.
Touche. Second story. Brown-Forman is the liquor legend behind Jack Daniels and 50 Jack Daniels spinoff flavors.
The stock just jumped 11% because bourbon is reflecting the current economic reality.
For our third and final story, Walmart's online grocery delivery strategy makes shipping free. They announced it yesterday.
Amazon's counter strategy, Jack? Open a ghost grocery store in Brooklyn only for online grocery delivery, unprecedented.
And equip that ghost grocery store with hundreds of Amazonians to prowl the aisles for you.
Prowl is the perfect verb there. I love that you did that.
But Snackers, before we jump into those three great stories, 2020 has been a bad year for humanity.
So true.
Great year for Michael Jordan, his airness.
Aggressively true. Already the world's richest athlete, Michael Jordan is worth $2.1 billion, aka a quarter of a Lyft.
Then, earlier this year, he got paid $4 million to make a documentary for ESPN and Netflix because ESPN had no sports to show.
Then, his sneakers sold at a record auction price for the highest price ever. Jack, the number?
$615,000 for a pair of Air Jordans.
We're talking about the same Air Jordans he wore in an exhibition game in Italy, 1985.
Now, in that exhibition game in 1985, Michael Jordan broke the backboard when he slam dunked, and apparently glass shattered down and ended up in those shoes.
And remains in the shoes to this day.
Now, yesterday, we learned it's not over with Michael Jordan's fantastic year.
He just became the investor and advisor to publicly traded sports betting company DraftKings.
That news was enough to make the stock of DraftKings jump by 8%.
Jack and I haven't seen that kind of board member impact since Hands Across America?
No. Since Oprah joined the board of Weight Watchers. Back then, like, the stock tripled at Weight Watchers because of the Oprah.
We've said it before, we'll say it again, it's never been more true. Michael Jordan, the Oprah of sports.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Bumble is reportedly planning to IPO at a valuation of $6 billion ASAP. So let's talk about what COVID-19 has done to the online dating scene. Snackers, did you know there's like a surge in dating apps going on right now? Nick and I did not know, full disclosure, we're happily married dudes. But here's the wild thing, Snackers. You'd think since going on a date is like a health hazard, online dating would be totally down right now.
Oh, excuse me, can I pause my Tinder Gold account until Dr. Fauci gives his blessing for my next date?
No, Timmy. You can't, although that's very responsible.
You'd be wrong if that's what you thought.
Yeah, shocker. Jack and I noticed that carnal desires are more powerful than economic forces these days.
Since everything is closed and people need to date.
Yes, they do.
Hinge or Bumble or Tinder are the only options for single people.
Snackers, no eye contact across the dance floor situation.
The only eye contact is with a Tinder profile pic.
By the way, no soul cycle dates after you're done. You're like, thighs and hammies ride.
Only a virtual video call with some random stranger you've had like three messages with.
Oh, and your new dinner night out, Jack, can you please picture it for us?
Eating Trader Joe's pad thai in bed, aggressively swiping through potential first dates.
Are you even promoting yourself to get the shrimp these days? Few people are.
This brings us to Bumble, the beehive-themed dating app where girls have to make the first move by sending the first message.
Now, Bumble's CEO and founder, Whitney Herd, also, interestingly, co-founded Tinder.
Now, that relationship with Tinder didn't end well, so she launched Bumble, a competing dating app.
We'll discuss it on a future pod. But funny, because Tinder's owner, Match Group, which is publicly traded, offered to buy Bumble in 2017 for $450 million.
Just a few years later, Bumble is getting ready to IPO at $6 billion.
Big difference. That's basically a lift.
Whitney Herd got the best of that breakup.
But Match tried to buy Bumble because dating app companies, they got a thing for groups.
Match Group owns everything. They own Tinder, Hinge, Plenty of Fish, Our Time, OkCupid.
Yeah, the whole family. Bumble, meanwhile, also owns other dating apps like Lumen.
For daters over 50.
Or Chappie.
For same-sex dating.
And that Bumble family of dating apps has over like 100 million users now.
Now, let's be honest, Snackers. For both Match Group and Bumble, all these apps use the same technology. They're just segmenting out the apps by customer type.
It's the digital version of the gay bar, the sports bar, and the farmers only bar all on the same block.
And according to PFWTM, Bumble stock will be available to retail investors like you and me in early 2021 after its IPO.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Bumble?
Online dating's taboo is completely gone thanks to COVID.
We mentioned yesterday that mini baby boomers are going to happen, those tiny generation of babies conceived during shelter in place.
And the mini baby boomers isn't the only impact COVID has had on love in America.
No, it's also crushed any remaining stigma that existed about online dating.
Because currently 100% of dating is online dating.
Which means we could have an entire generation of young couples that met exclusively online.
Match Group's website claims that 40% of all relationships in the United States right now started online.
And we're betting that's going to grow thanks to COVID's mainstreamification of online dating, another accelerated trend.
Investors think it'll be great for these companies. Look at Match Group stock. It's up 40% in 2020.
That's probably why Bumble wants to join them on the public markets. By the way, this is Nick, and my first date with my future wife was on Shake Shack.
And that's why they adorably bought stock in Shake Shack.
For our second story, liquor legend Brown-Forman stock just jumped 11%.
This is a bourbon company, and we see a reflection of the entire economic recovery if you look at their earnings report.
Snaggers, Jack and I are talking about Tennessee-based company that's both your parents' liquor cabinet and your spring break trip.
Jack Daniel's.
Yep.
Finlandia.
Not bad.
Southern Comfort.
Yeah, decent.
Old Forester.
Okay.
And something Nick jotted down in the notes here called Chambord.
Yeah, it's like a fermented raspberry syrup, you know?
This is one of those, if you know, you know situations.
Absolutely. It comes in a velvety jacket. Great signal that it's interesting.
Sales for Brown-Forman dropped by 2% to $753 million last quarter.
How are we feeling about that, Jack?
Yeah, kind of meh.
Middle of the road. Jack, how did the CEO of Brown-Forman display his appreciation for the quarter?
Quote unquote, I'm very pleased by our performance.
Yeah. Not too excited, but not too upset about it.
And then the CFO steps up to the podium and he says, We had a solid quarter.
Not huge, but not tiny either.
Can we get these guys at this liquor company a drink?
Yeah.
They sound like they need to loosen up.
It's like 6 p.m. on a Tuesday over there. But what we just told you, Snackers, is that sales dipped overall. The key here is that wasn't the case for all their labels.
Let's start with the iconic Jack Daniel's brand.
Please, Jack Cramer.
Which from my one trip to England is like a much bigger deal there than it is here in the States.
There are also like a dozen spinoffs of Jack Daniel's these days. You got Jack Daniel's Honey, Jack Daniel's Apple. You got the whole thing going on.
There's actually one Jack Daniel's that was intended simply to stop Fireball from dominating the booze market.
Honestly, it's like the Marvels franchise over here. They're coming out with a new one every month.
Now, sales of Jack Daniel's, which is kind of their like mid-tier bourbon, they inched up by 3%.
Nothing special. But Jack, that's the mid-tier stuff. How did the premium bourbons over at Brown-Forman do?
By 18%, Nicholas.
The kind of stuff that you're going to order neat, you're not mixing in the ginger ale with that.
We saw 14% sales growth for Woodford Reserve, which is that fancy looking bottle that looks like it should be on your mantle once it's empty.
You toss a bow on it, boom, that thing could just be a wedding gift on its own. You don't need to do anything else.
Old Forester and Cooper Craft are two bourbons that round out their premium brand segment.
And also performed extremely well last quarter. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Brown-Forman?
The alcohol industry nicely illustrates the K-shaped economic recovery that everyone's talking about.
All right, Snackers, we got to talk alphabet shapes over here. Jack, V-shaped recovery, what does it look like?
It's when the market tanks really hard, but then comes back really hard.
Jack, W-shaped recovery.
It's when the economy tanks and then comes back a little, and then tanks okay. And then comes back really big.
Jack, can I buy a vowel? U-shaped recovery, what do we got?
All right, this is when everything goes to crap.
Yeah.
You stay in the basement for a while, but eventually make a comeback.
Looks like a U. Snackers, the K-shaped recovery is a little bit different than all of those.
This is the recovery that Christopher Sims, a journalist at the Wall Street Journal, claims we're experiencing in the labor market right now.
This is when the recovery looks really good for some workers, but just isn't helping a whole bunch of other workers.
Imagine the situation for hospitality workers, janitors, people who work on food trucks. They are not taking part in the recovery, and they're still collecting unemployment.
But then picture the people working in big tech, in finance, the lawyers. They may end up way better off when this is all said and done.
That's right. They may end up better off than before COVID thanks to a booming stock market.
Check.
No commute.
Gotcha.
No gas you have to pay.
Uh-uh.
And money saved on not vacationing to Greece in June like you had planned.
You missed out on that. You're saving about 10 grand on that thing.
Now, we're seeing that K-shaped recovery in sales of consumer products just like this booze company.
The cheap stuff, it's selling fine. It's doing well. It's got a new audience for itself.
But the expensive stuff is selling better than ever before.
For our third and final story, Whole Foods just opened a grocery store that grocery shoppers aren't allowed in.
We're talking the first delivery-only grocery store has arrived, and we're calling it a ghost grocery store.
By the way, that did not take long.
Amazon's already stolen Walmart's thunder.
Snackers, like less than 24 hours ago, Jack and I were here talking to the microphones and you about Monday's Walmart Plus news that was big for rural and suburban Americans.
You remember, $98 a year membership for unlimited free shipping and grocery orders as long as they're over $35.
Great if you're living in the burbs. But yesterday's Whole Foods news is huge for urban Americans.
Urban Americans who have no time to grocery shop because they're trying to catch the 4 train to catch the 9:30 dinner reservation.
It's the only time you can get. It's the earliest thing possible.
As a reminder here, Snackers, in 2017, Amazon acquired Whole Foods for $14 billion. It was a big deal.
And it has done nothing with Whole Foods since.
We're calling it one of the most disappointing acquisitions ever.
Jack and I covered this when it happened, and we were excited for it.
We were expecting the grocery delivery market to like get flipped upside down by drones.
Yeah, we thought the food was going to be delivering itself to us before we even knew we had to order it.
But the only difference we've seen in the past 3 years is like 10% off for Prime members, maybe.
You go to like checkout at Whole Foods and you find out that that didn't even apply to the 4 pounds of Manchego.
Which brings us to yesterday. Finally, we got news of real innovation coming to Whole Foods thanks to Amazon.
In Brooklyn, Amazon just built a giant Whole Foods grocery store.
But only people allowed inside are Amazon Fresh delivery grocers.
Snackers, we've told you about ghost kitchens before on this podcast.
This is a ghost grocery store, 100% designed and built for online orders.
You walk into this thing, which by the way, you can't walk into this.
Yeah, you can't walk into this thing actually.
But talk to someone who works there and they'll tell you, there are no like old ladies walking around squeezing mangoes or clueless guys on the phone with their moms about the vegetables.
There's no one trying to decide if mom asked for tuna fish in olive oil or tuna fish in water in aisle six, blocking the way for everyone else.
Is this parsley or is this cilantro? I'll get both.
No one will know.
The point of these ghost grocery stores is that there's no regular shoppers like you and me standing in the way of people trying to make a delivery order.
So Jack and I are expecting them to sprout up in a bunch of cities where Amazon Primers mainly live.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Whole Foods?
This is Amazon's advantage over DoorDash, Instacart, and Walmart Plus.
Yeah.
The other grocery delivery apps, they send the gig workers into the grocery stores to shop for you just like you would shop.
If you order something on Instacart, somebody is going to go to Safeway and find your stuff.
Yes, they will.
Bag your stuff and then jump in the car and bring it to you.
Amazon's dedicated an entire online-only grocery store to just doing fulfillment.
You're going to have one Amazon worker just focused on finding the items, another just focused on bagging the items, another Amazonian just focused on delivering the bags to you.
You add all that up, and this could make Amazon Fresh more profitable, more reliable, and lower cost.
Think about the reliability aspect.
Sometimes they bring you the broccolini because the broccoli you ordered is out.
And that won't happen when Amazon is monitoring the grocery store and knows exactly who's taking what.
Think about the cost and speed.
Fulfilling your order will be quicker with this Amazon thing because there's fewer people in the way blocking aisle six.
And then think about price.
This is just objectively more efficient shopping, and it lets Amazon either lower prices or take more profits.
DoorDash, Instacart, Walmart, they simply aren't doing this.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Bumble will become the second dating app company with a publicly traded stock.
Yeah, nice timing, because the stigma for dating apps,
officially gone.
Brown-Forman's earnings show us that cheap booze sales are doing okay as we shelter in place.
Expensive booze sales, they're soaring, because some are better off after COVID.
For our third and final story, Amazon just built its first Whole Foods just for delivery of online-made orders.
Nobody is blocking the tuna fish aisle, so your groceries will arrive quicker.
By the way, always get tuna fish in olive oil. It's way better.
That's their natural swimming habitat in the Mediterranean.
Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Nick of New York and Jack of Brattleboro, Vermont.
Interesting. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, yesterday marked the 75-year anniversary of the official end of World War II that came with Japan's ultimate surrender.
And Jack and I noticed that it also marked the first time since World War II that the U.S. government debt is now more than our GDP.
Yeah, the U.S. government debt more than our GDP. Kind of like your personal debt exceeding your annual income for the first time.
Not one of those records you're going to brag about or one you want to have.
Yeah. The U.S., though, we kind of get an exception to any consequences, so we're not really paying for it.
Unless we pass it on to future generations like our grandkids and grandkids' grandkids.
By the way, that's from Jack and me because we need your snack facts, snackers.
Please send us your snack fact of the day at Robin Hood Snacks on Twitter.
Before we go, congrats to Gina and Cameron in Michigan who just got hitched.
And Daniel and Laura, third anniversary, Omaha, Nebraska.
Kevin and Christina, happy fourth anniversary in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Caroline and John, not impressed. Their 30th anniversary out in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Jeez.
And happy birthday to Stephanie So, just turned 30.
And Jack Hoppy, happy birthday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Patrick Wu, 26 in Torrance, California.
Ryan Donovan in Philadelphia.
Matt Borden, Gainesville, Florida.
Go Gators. And happy birthday to the baby snacker, Aiden Ortiz in New York City.
First birthday for Aiden.
Jessica Hammock, Jacksonville, Florida. Happy birthday.
Go Gators, Jessica. And happy birthday, Eddie Espiniza in Redlands, California.
And Michael Tejada in Denver, Colorado.
And Mark Miller in Evanston, Illinois.
Laura, San Jose, Costa Rica.
Mira Moskowitz in Monzie, New York.
And Sean Olson, Santa Barbara, California.
Nick, I'm sorry your portfolio fell today, but that was the best one yet.
This definitely felt better than what we did yesterday, Jack.
Snackers, if you got buddies not snacking yet, please ask them HYHYSD.
It's weird they're not snacking. Have you had your snacks daily? Ask them.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. If you know, you know.
This is Jack, Island Stock of Amazon.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
This episode is brought to you in part by Purina. Purina is dedicated to creating richer lives for pets and the people who love them. From helping older pets think like their younger selves to making cat ownership a possibility for more people than ever, Purina is helping pets thrive so they can live long, healthy, and happy lives. Purina has you covered for all your furry friends' needs, whether they meow or bark. From litter to treats to their best-in-class, nutrient-packed food with taste your pets will love, Purina's got your back at every stage of your pet's life. Your pet gives you the joy of the spring sunshine all year round. So today and every day, care for your pet with Purina. Your pet is Purina's passion. To learn more, head to amazon.com/Purina.